Welcome to the hands-on history walking tour of Berwick's history, created by the City of Casey with support from the Casey Cadinia Library Corporation. This CD has been developed for use in conjunction with the printed Hands-on History, a walking tour of Berwick's history map. This tour is designed to highlight the well-known and not-so-well-known aspects of Berwick's rich history and takes you through some of the oldest streets in Berwick. The Berwick area is quite steep and many parts of the walk involve a moderate gradient of incline. The length of the walk is estimated to be approximately 3 kilometres. Many of the historical sites included in this walk are private property and can only be viewed from outside the property's fences. We hope you enjoy the experience of discovering Berwick's history. For 60,000 years prior to settlement, the land that Berwick now occupies was the land of the Wurundjeri and the Bunurong. As with most Indigenous peoples of the world, Aboriginal cultural, ceremonial and spiritual life was dictated by the seasons through the availability of their sustainable natural resources. Areas of the Berwick region were used as camping and hunting grounds on an annual basis. Berwick is still visited by Indigenous people seeking to understand the history of their ancestors. Today, the landscape that the Indigenous people used looks very different due to introduced land management practices and widespread rapid development. However, Aboriginal people still play an active role in the protection, preservation and awareness of their culture, heritage and environment in this area. The first European settler in the Berwick area is generally regarded to be Terence O'Connor, who took up the Cadinia Creek lease in 1838. However, some sources credit Captain Robert Gardner as being the first European settler. Captain Gardner called his run Berwick after his hometown of Berwick-upon-Tweed in England. Thus, the surrounding district was also known as Berwick. Many settlers soon followed and the township of Berwick was surveyed by Robert Hoddle around 1852. By the 1890s, the town was well established with a population of over 600. Development over the past 30 years has transformed the Berwick area. However, the town still retains its village ambience. Its gracious past can still be seen in the many charming houses, shady tree-lined streets and public buildings that you'll see on this walk. Stop 1, Pioneers Park, corner Lyle Road and Peel Street. Pioneer Park was officially opened in October 2005 on the site of the old Berwick Primary School. This was the third primary school in Berwick. The first school in Berwick was established in a hut on Robert Gardner's run in the 1850s. A new school was constructed in 1861 in Peel Street, opposite St Michael's, which you'll see at stop 6. The school relocated to this site in 1869. The earliest part of this building dates to 1876, the 1869 room being demolished for an extension in 1914. The school population moved to a new building in 2003 and the community raised funds to purchase the site. The Casey Cadinia branch of the National Trust now uses the building. Cross the park to Brisbane Street and walk to the private residence at 15 Brisbane Street. The house and garden at 15 Brisbane Street are listed in the City of Casey Heritage Scheme. 15 Brisbane Street is in Spanish Mission style and was built in 1938 for Alfred Barker, who was the head teacher at the primary school from 1918 to 1938. The building was built in 1946 and has a rooftop studio with magnificent views of the Berwick district. Continue along Brisbane Street, turning left into Burr Hill Court, to the private residence at 3 Burr Hill Court. Stop 2, Number 3 Burr Hill Court. A number of construction dates have been suggested for this building, ranging from 1854 to 1863 and 1876. Burr Hill was owned by the Honourable James Buchanan MLC and his wife Anne Buchanan, née Wilson. He represented the Southern Province in the Legislative Council for 24 years. The Buchanans and the Wilsons were early Berwick pioneers, with the Wilson family having arrived in Victoria in 1841. Anne's brother William Wilson and nephew of the same name operated the Wilson Quarry at stop 15. Burhill was bequeathed to the Presbyterian Church in 1914 and was used as the manse until 1941. Return to Brisbane Street and continue along to the private residence at 64 to 70 Brisbane Street. Claremont at 64 to 70 Brisbane Street was built for the Shire of Berwick engineer. It was later lived in by Shire of Berwick councillor J.J. Gardner in the 1930s. This building is diagonally opposite the site of the old Berwick Grammar School. Continue to walk to the private residence at 76 Brisbane Street, the site of the former Berwick Grammar School. Stop 3, Berwick Grammar School and Church Street Avenue of Honour. The school, on the corner of Church Street, was conducted within a house that was built in 1877 for Miss Adelaide Robinson, who ran a school for girls. In 1882, the school was sold for £100, and the son of the buyer, Dr. Edward Vasseau, took over the property and continued to use the property as a school, but transformed it into a school for boys. He encouraged the boys to play sport, and he based their education on Christian principles. Dr. Vasseau ran the school until his death in November 1917. The school closed in 1928, having been operated by the Anglican Church for 11 years as preparatory school. The building eventually became known as Mary Blackwood House, in honour of Mary Blackwood, who was employed by the Anglican Church to train Sunday school teachers and to turn the site into a church camp for young people. In 1977, the church leased the house to some Jewish families who used it as a place of instruction in the Jewish faith. The Anglican Church eventually sold the building in 1990. Turning right into Church Street. The Avenue of Honour, one of three Berwick Avenues of Honour, in Church Street was planted in 1919 to honour the nine students of the Berwick Grammar School who were killed in World War I. The trees are pin oaks and English oaks. There is a small plaque on the street to commemorate the students. Turn right into Palmerston Street to the Old Christ Church Anglican Church at 8 Palmerston Street. Stop 4, Old Christ Church, Anglican Church at 8 Palmerston Street. The Church of England owned all the land bordered by Peel, Church and Palmerston Streets. Until the original Christ Church was built in 1877, the services were held in the Presbyterian Church, with the first service taking place on March 9, 1877. The vicarage at 1 Church Street was built in 1888 and is now a private residence. Continue along Church Street to Peel Street and then to the service road on the Prince's Highway. Along the way, you'll pass other private residences listed as heritage places, located at 59 Peel Street and 61 Peel Street. 59 Peel Street is an arts and crafts style bungalow that was built in 1925 for Mrs. Fanny Hume Hutchinson, the granddaughter of Hamilton Hume, of Hume and Hovell fame. The house next door at 61 Peel Street is a Californian bungalow built by the Hutchinson family for the Reverend A.L. Cole, minister of the Anglican Church from 1903 to 1932. Stop when you get to the intersection of Peel Street and the service road along the Prince's Highway. From here, you'll see the Avenue of Honour on the Prince's Highway. Stop 5, Avenue of Honour, Prince's Highway. The Avenue of Honour along the Prince's Highway is the second of three avenues in Berwick and comprises of 123 hybrid black poplar trees planted in 1919. The avenue was initiated by Miss Ada Armitage of Home Park in Beaconsfield. Ada was a member of the Armitage family who owned Como House in South Yarra. The avenue recognises the Beaconsfield men who served in World War I. Staying on the service road, looking towards the south, and you can see Edrington, the home of Lord and Lady Casey. It was built around 1906 and is now the community centre for a retirement village. Lord Casey was the Governor General of Australia from 1965 to 1969. He had previously held many government posts, including that of Treasurer. The city of Casey is named after Lord Casey. The Caseys were keen flyers and often flew from the Casey Airfield, where the Berwick campus of Monash University is now located. The Berwick Mechanics Institute at Stop 13 houses the Casey Collection, a collection of books, magazines and other items from the private library of Lord and Lady Casey. Turn right, walk along the service road to St Michael's Church. Stop 6, St Michael's Catholic Church on the service road along Princes Highway. This brick building of neo-Gothic design was opened by Archbishop Mannix in 1937. This replaced an earlier weatherboard house opened in March 1878 by the Archbishop of Melbourne, His Grace the Most Reverend Dr. Gould. The church is now part of the primary school, which was opened in 1962. Continue walking along the service road towards the main township of Berwick to St Andrew's Uniting Church. Stop 7, St Andrew's Uniting Church. This church, originally a Presbyterian church, was built between 1879 and 1888. The architects, Reed, Henderson and Smart, included a spire in the original plans, but this was not built for financial reasons. The prominent hilltop site reflects the significance of the role of Presbyterians in the history of Berwick, including the Wilson and Buchanan families. The first Presbyterian services held in Berwick were in 1857 by the Reverend Alexander Duff from the parish of Cranbourne. The services were held in a private home. A small building was soon erected on this site and used amicably by both the Anglicans and the Presbyterians. The Centenary History, a book published in 1957, mentions a lady named Mrs. Hobbs who was engaged to clean the church. Her work was to scrub the church every 3 to 4 weeks, sweep it every other week when not scrubbed, and trim the lamps for £1.15 per quarter. Return along the service lane and walk through the small park to Merrygate Place. When you reach the top of the hill, you will arrive at Terence O'Connor Reserve and the Third Avenue of Honour in Berwick along Scanlan Street. Stop 8. Terence O'Connor Reserve and Avenue of Honour. O'Connor Reserve is the highest point in the town and was the site of the water tower that dominated the town's skyline until the late 1970s. The water tower was constructed in 1916. Water to the tower was pumped from a holding basin in Edrington. The basin was in turn filled from a water channel from the Beaconsfield Reservoir. Wilson and Scanlan Streets are the site of the Third Avenue of Honour in Berwick. 35 English oaks and pin oaks were planted in September 1918. The Avenue of Honour was initiated by the Berwick Progress Association. Continue down Wilson Street, left into Rutland Road, then turn right into High Street and stop at the private residence named Inveresque at 93 High Street. Stop 9, Inveresque. This splendid house was built of local bricks and Welsh slate roof in 1891 for local draper George Brown. The architects were Little and Beasley, who also designed the Berwick Grammar School at Stop 3. George is first listed as shopkeeper in the 1877 rate books, but is likely to have been there longer. His shop is now the Berwick Post Office, located further along High Street next to the Berwick Mechanics Institute. George retired in 1887. It has been suggested that his early retirement may have been in response to the death of his son, Geordie. Geordie had recently been made bankrupt and his infant son had died from illness. Geordie was later killed in a train accident between Beaconsfield and Berwick. George Brown eventually overcame his family tragedy and built Inveresque following his second marriage. Continue along High Street towards the corner of High Street and Wheeler Street. Stop 10. Searle's Corner, High Street and Wheeler Street. This corner is named after Henry Searle's blacksmith that was located in Berwick from 1860 or earlier. Up the hill was Grant's wheelwright business, started in 1855. The west side of the corner was occupied by Paternoster's store. Simon Paternoster came to Berwick in 1862. His first store from 1862 until 1871 was on the Melbourne side of Lyle Road. He moved to the site of Grant's wheelwright business from 1879 to 1884. And from 1884 until the 1940s, he was located on the corner of Wheeler's Street and High Street. Parts of the original store still survive in the present building. His shop sold groceries, drapery, stationery, chemical wares, ironmongery, boots and shoes, hay and corn, and paints and oils. He also had a store at Beaconsfield and Pakenham. Continue along High Street to stop number 11, the Tudor Shops. Stop 11, Tudor Shops, 71 to 75 High Street. The Tudor Shops were built in the late 1920s by Sir Sidney Sewell of Rhodes End, Berwick. One of the earliest tenants of the buildings was the Blue Plate Tea Room and Travelling Library, then Jan's Tea Rooms. Cross the road to the other side of High Street to stop number 12, the Rechabite Hall, Christian's Meeting House and Old Post Office. Stop 12, Rechabite Hall, Christian's Meeting House and Post Office and Courthouse. This group of buildings was built in the 1880s. The Rechabite Hall at 106 High Street was built in 1886. The temperance movement was strong during the 19th century, and this is one of the many buildings throughout Victoria dedicated to the cause. Temperance movements began in the USA in the early 1800s. The movement advocated the abstinence of alcohol in an attempt to reduce the level of alcoholism. The movement quickly spread to the United Kingdom and Ireland, and eventually to Australia. The name Rechabite came from an early Israeli sect from about the 9th century BC. They were a separatist movement who refused, amongst other things, to drink wine. The hall was later acquired by the Berwick branch of the Returned Soldiers and Sailors Imperial League in 1920 and is now owned by the Masonic Lodge. The Christians' Meeting House was built for the Church of Christ in 1886. In 1869, an evangelist, Mr. A.J. Hamill, was visiting and conducting services at Pakenham, to which he walked to and from Paran. On one occasion when passing through Berwick, his boot was giving him trouble, so he called in on the Berwick bootmaker Reinhold Metzenthin to have the trouble rectified. As a few people were gathered together that evening, Mr. Hamill preached the gospel to the little gathering. He returned to Berwick and conducted further scripture teachings. By December 1869, there were 24 followers. Early meetings were conducted in local houses, and a small wooden chapel was built in Peel Street. The church then relocated in 1886 to this High Street address, and the building was built for £800. The Sunday school was built in a one-day working bee in 1916. The Church of Christ moved to Lyle Road in 1972, and are now in a mud brick building in Centre Road, where they moved to in 1991. Staying on the same side of the road, continue further down the road to the old post office and courthouse. Post Office and Courthouse. A banquet was held at the Mechanics Institute in 1885 to celebrate the opening of the Post Office and Courthouse. The building was designed by John Keller, and nearly identical buildings were located in the towns of Murtoa and Donald. Keller was the architect in charge of all the architectural work relating to buildings in the Eastern Division of the colony. The Post Office and Courthouse were constructed by the Public Works Department in 1884 to 1885. The previous Post Office was a small wooden building halfway up the north side of High Street. There is a postmaster's residence at the rear. The Post Office moved to its new location in 1983, and the courthouse closed in 1989. A detour down Gloucester Avenue will take you to St Margaret's Girls' School. St Margaret's Girls' School. In 1921, the Presbyterian Girls' School of Berwick joined with St Margaret's, which had started as a small private school in Toorak, in 1929. The school occupies a number of historical buildings, including the original building from the Presbyterian Girls' School. There is also a Federation bungalow, known as Kippenross, built in 1911 for the Honourable John Pearson, and a red brick house called Campbell House, built for George and Maria Wilson of the Wilson family, who owned the quarry at Stop 15. Return to the main street and cross at the lights. turn left and continue along to Berwick Mechanics Institute and Free Library. Berwick Mechanics Institute and Free Library. Mechanics Institutes had their origins in 19th century Britain and were established for the purpose of assisting in the education of mechanics, as tradespeople were then known. There were originally over 1,000 such institutes in Victoria. In 1864, the government reserved a block of land at the corner of Peel Street and Irby Road, now Rutland Road, for a mechanics institute. The building was erected in 1868, but the first meetings were probably held at Robert Bain's Border Hotel, now the Berwick Inn. In 1877, permission was requested from the Ministry of Land's Melbourne Registry for the building to be moved to a site in the main street near the post office to a position which was easy to access. In 1878, Robert Bain gave the institute a block of his land. This gift took the form of a lease for a period of 500 years on condition that the land was used for a mechanics institute and public library. The rental was set at 1 shilling a year on demand. A copy of the original lease can be viewed at the Mechanics Institute. The present institute still stands on that land. In 1979, a further site of similar size was purchased by the City of Berwick for extensions. This purchase came as a consequence of a donation of $50,000 by Lady Casey to the City Council in 1979 for a new library building. It was agreed that this donation would be matched by the City Council, with an amount to be raised by the Library Committee for furniture, fittings and book stock. The Institute still operates as a popular lending library run by volunteers. The Heritage Collection includes many of the original 19th century books and the Casey Collection, a collection of books and magazines from the private library of Lord and Lady Casey. Continue along High Street towards Melbourne to the Berwick Inn on the corner of High Street and Lyle Road. Stop 14, the Berwick Inn. The Berwick Inn, formerly known as the Border Hotel, has played a large role in the development of the town of Berwick. It was the venue for the first police court, and the Berwick District Roads Board was formed in this building in 1862. The earliest section of the building, the triangular single-storey part, dates from 1857. This is made of handmade bricks from local clay. The two-storey sections were added in 1877 and 1887. The first licensee of the hotel was Robert Bain. The Bain family owned the hotel until 1909, with Susan Bain taking over as licensee after her husband's death in 1887. It has been suggested that it was named the Border Hotel because Berwick was the eastern border of the Port Phillip district, with Bacchus Marsh being the western border, or alternatively because Bain named it after the border town of Berwick-on-Tweed in England. The next owner was also a woman, Helen Struth, who ran the hotel from 1909 to 1948. Gordon Blackburn was the third owner from 1948 to 1960. During his period of time, the Melbourne Hunt Club called in for their traditional stirrup cup before a day's riding. Stop 15, Plantation in Centre of High Street. In the centre of High Street there is a war memorial and a memorial to Edwin Flack. Edwin Flack, born 1873, won the 800 and 1500 metre races in the 1896 Athens Olympics, the first Olympic Games of the modern era. He competed in his old Melbourne Grammar sports uniform and paid his own way there as well as his accommodation. He was an accountant and also a director of several large companies. He owned a farm in Berwick where he established a Frisian stud and was buried in the Berwick Cemetery when he died in 1935. Before returning to Pioneers Park, take a detour to Wilson's Botanic Park, located 1 kilometre along the Princess Highway, looking towards Melbourne. Wilson Botanic Park was built on the site of the Bluestone Quarry, owned by the Wilsons. It was started by William Wilson and his son, also named William. William Sr. was the brother of Anne Buchanan, who owned Burr Hill, Stop 3. The Wilson family owned the quarry for over 100 years and donated the land to the council for the park in 1973. Wilson Botanic Park is now a scenic park and very popular amongst locals. Return to Pioneers Park. We hope you've enjoyed the tour of Berwick. If you would like more information about the history of Berwick, contact the local history officer of the Casey Cardinia Library Corporation, located at Narre Warren Library, or the Berwick Pakenham Historical Society, National Trust Casey Cardinia Branch, and the Berwick Mechanics Institute.